Trezor here from 99FM, and we're about to get into a conversation learning more about unit trust. Now, with me is Stephanie de Klerk, a business development consultant for Sanlam Namibia. Now, for lots of us, the concept of investments has felt a bit foreign and out of reach, but with Sanlam, it really is not that difficult. Stephanie is here to chat to us about why investing your money into unit trust is a great way to make your money work for you, and how easy and accessible Sanlam is making it for you as well. Stephanie, hi. How are you? And thank you so much for joining us with this conversation.
Yes, thank you, Trezor. Thank you for the opportunity. Any day to be on radio is a good day. So I'm really, really grateful for the opportunity and platform to discuss Sanlam Namibia's unit trust offering with our listeners out there.
Yes, awesome. No, I actually also recently decided to get a unit trust for myself, but I'm still very much not sure how to go about my investments, and you know why waiting a bit for the investment to grow is important as well, rather than going to de-invest immediately. Mm. I think it's important to start off with the question, what is a unit trust? Can we start there?
Okay, so as it were, a unit trust really is where we take funds from different investors, many different investors. So you, for example, you've applied for a unit trust, we open an account for you. We would take those funds and then invest that into the markets. Okay, and that is what we would refer to as your underlying assets. So we would, you know, invest in cash, bonds, property, shares, equity, which I think most people are you know, kind of aware of, but then also offshore.
Yeah.
So basically you as the client would then hold or purchase a certain amount of units within that specific unit trust fund, and we would then manage that money for you as it is dispatched into the markets.
Yeah.
So I think that is at a very basic level what unit trusts are. Yeah. So you then get a pick of a basket of different assets within that fund that you're invested in.
So you can basically do a bunch of different things within the unit trust.
So as it works, we position the product, and within the product, we have the underlying assets that I was referring to earlier, right? Which could go from anything from cash to your property to bonds to stocks and also offshore. So we already bundle it for you because we understand the markets as investment professionals, and you buy the product based on your kind of risk profile and how risk averse you would be.
That brings me to my next question, Stephanie. And again, it's also something that I've been trying to wrap my head around. Stock market.
Yes.
What the difference between investing in a unit trust compared to investing in the stock market? What's the difference
there? So your basic definition of the stock market is just equity. Mm. It's one of the many asset classes that we have within your unit trust exposure to. So when you invest in the stock market, you're essentially investing in companies that, you know, where equities is the main underlying assets. So there you would go into the Namibian Stock Exchange, you could go into the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, but of course, to access that, you would have to get a broker, which would then go ahead and then buy these equities for you. So you're basically limited to equities. However, with unit trust, you have access to a number of different type of asset classes, which one of which is equities, but it also includes cash, your bonds, your properties, and, you know, your offshore stock. So basically, the one is just one asset class, whereas unit trust, we like to say we diversify.
Oh, okay.
You're able to diversify.
Yes, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Mm. I understand there's also different, there's various funds. What are the differences? There are nine. You know, we spoke about that, nine funds. What are the what are the differences between these various funds?
Right. So just because we are who we are, Sanlam Investments Namibia, we are able to give our clients an offering of nine different unit trust funds. And because we have that kind of muscle within the industry, we can cater to a client that is completely risk averse, i.e. someone that wants total capital protection, that doesn't want to see any kind of fluctuation, i.e. a decrease in what their earnings or returns should be. But then also, and within that cluster, we usually call them our low risk profile clients. And within that cluster, we have the Sanlam Namibia Money Market Fund. We have the Sanlam Namibia Enhanced Cash Fund. We have the Sanlam Namibia Floating Rate Fund, as well as, just to give you a bit of equity exposure as well, we have the Sanlam Namibia Active Fund.
Okay.
So within that cluster, we really do a lot of capital protection, and we're very conservative in our trading decisions and our weighting decisions. But then, of course, you do find people, young people like myself and you, that say, well, you know what, I kind of understand that, you know, I should be invested over a longer period of time to get a higher return.
Yeah.
So we would call those our medium, you know, kind of risk profile, that kind of understand the trade-off between the length of time as well as the higher reward that you, or the higher return that you get.
Yes.
Within that cluster, we have our Sanlam Namibia Inflation Linked Fund, which is, as the name says, it is really meant to track inflation and give you an inflation beating return. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Sanlam Namibia All Namibian Fund, which is our patriotic fund, predominantly only investing in Namibian instruments, mm-hmm. underlying assets. Mm-hmm. And then on the broader spectrum, your high risk clients that are able to, you know, understand, but also want to invest for a longer period of time, you know, kind of your pre-retirement kind of people. We really have our more aggressive funds, also more assertive, you know, just in case someone goes, oh, why aggressive? It's called assertive because the client really understands the longer I'm invested, the higher risk I'm able to pallet.
Yes.
I am able to get a higher return. And in that bundle, we have what we call our Sanlam Namibia Balanced Fund, mm-hmm. where you would see more equity exposure. Then we also have our Sanlam Namibia General Equity Fund. This is a purely equity-based fund, mm-hmm. right? And then we have, of course, our flagship Sanlam Namibia Global Fund, which only invests in offshore instruments.
Okay.
So that is really our product portfolio.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. But we link it very much, Teresa, to what is the need of the investor?
What is the need? Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you're risk averse, we're going to play more conservative with you. But if you understand the trade-off between higher returns over a longer period, we're also able to, you know, answer to that need that you could
And you're
have.
Also able to advise and say, no, this will work better for you.
Exactly.
And that also helps you understand, you know, your goal.
Exactly.
What goal you are working towards in terms of your investment. Brings me to my next question, Stephanie. Now, let's say I open my unit, and I actually mentioned this to you as well, that, you know, I have a unit trust, but often I find myself needing cash. And I'm like, okay, cool. My financial advisor will also advise me to let the money stay, let it lie there for a year or whatever the case may be, let it grow.
Right.
But you find yourself, you know, in an emergency, something happens. It could be anything that requires you to have money at that point in time. So what happens then? Am I able then to tap into my unit trust? And how long does it take me to get access to the funds?
Right. So I think it is important. Life happens as you are investing. And I think at the core of investing is, of course, that you would allow your money to grow over time. But as an investment house, we don't have a lock-in period. Mm. I think a lot of people are used to your old policies where you are locked in for 5 years. Mm, mm. So we don't have a lock-in period. And in that, in answering your question, you can disinvest at any time from month one. But of course, we don't want you to treat this like a current account, right? So, you know, you don't have a lock-in period, but that is why it's so important for your financial advisor and for you to actually have an investment goal. Mm. What do I seek to, you know, kind of get out of it? Is it an emergency fund? In which case, of course, you know, you can invest from month two and three, although we would caution against it because then you don't give your money a chance to grow. Mm. And it really does need that 1 year period, you know, 6 month to 1 year period to grow. Mm. So it's up to you. No lock-in period. You can disinvest at any time, but link it to a goal so that you know that, okay, even if I have an emergency that's coming up, Teresa, I shouldn't be too fast to disinvest. You know, you kind of should find another means.
Yeah.
But there is this buffer that is still growing over a period of time. But no lock-in period. You can disinvest at any time. But be link it to a goal so that you know what the ultimate period is for when you'll see your best investment.
Yeah. And I can decide to do what's the length of these unit trusts? Like, I can do a month, I can do a year. How long do they go for?
I mean, our investment period for, you know, it spans from 1 to 2 years, which is in our most conservative space, which you would see your best investment view over the 1 to 2 year period. But then, of course, when you look at your more aggressive unit trust or your more assertive unit trust, you can be invested for up to 10 to 12 years. It's really just really linked to your investment profile and what your investment goal would be. So on the lower end, no lock-in period, but on the higher end, the longer you invest, the higher your returns ought to be.
Okay, cool. It brings me to my next question as well. What are the requirements? If I would like to now go to Sanlam and open a unit trust, what do I need in order for me to do that?
Right. So, you know, one thing, of course, we do have application forms, you know, because we are an accountable institution. So we do have to get all your details down. So there is the duly, you know, filled out application form aspect. Also, what we require is your identification document. You can, you know, this can be your ID or it can also be a passport. But then very importantly for us is also a bank confirmation letter. And I think this ties in to another question that we usually get. So your bank confirmation is a letter from your bank saying, look, we have in our accounts this bank account in respect of Trezor, for example. This speaks to whether your money is safe or not with us. Because once we have that confirmation that you have that bank account, we will not allow anyone or we will not pay out money. to anyone but to you in that specified bank account.
Okay.
So that is how we keep our side clean in terms of making sure that we don't transact on your unit trust account without transacting directly with your bank account. Mm-hmm. That is now both for if you make additional payments, which is possible. You can start out with, you know, our minimum, but then when you get your bonus, you know, there's some extra money.
Let me put it in there.
Let me put it in there. We will obviously always check the flow of money, you know, for FIA and anti-money laundering. We check, is it coming through your verified or bank confirmed account? But then also when you do a disinvestment, we don't pay it to a third party. We pay it to
directly into your bank account.
And you can make the decisions what you want to do from there. But yeah, that always speaks to the safety and the integrity of our systems as a financial institution.
So ultimately, my funds are safe.
100%. Yeah. That's part of the job description.
Yeah. I think it's also important, Stephanie, you know, just in terms of, you know, like you mentioned, it depends on the individual, where I'm at in my life.
Yes.
How much can I tentatively take every month and put away in a unit trust? So that brings us to this question. What is the minimum investment amount for the various funds? How low can I start with my investments?
Right. So what we've done as a business is really to make a decision in line with accessibility.
Mm.
And affordability for all Namibians on all of our funds. So in that vein, it is a minimum of 500 Namibia dollars monthly to invest in all of our funds. Now, this is when you do a direct debit order. It's 500 Namibia dollars that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. But we also take into consideration that there are people that want to do a once-off and then just forget about the money. You know, the people that either inherit or, you know, get a bonus. Mm. So for that, we have split it into, again, linked to the risk profile. So you would have, for example, our Sanlam Namibia Money Market Fund, your floating rate fund, as well as our enhanced cash fund. There you have a once-off, if you're doing a once-off, of only 1,000 Namibia dollars. Then for our active fund, simply because it's actively managed by one of our investment portfolios or administrators, we have their 5,000 Namibia dollars if you do a once-off investment. Then we have the inflation-linked fund goes with 2,000 Namibia dollars once-off. Our All Namibian Fund, again, because it's actively managed, has a once-off amount of 5,000 Namibia dollars. And then the rest, being Balanced Fund, General Equity Fund, and the Global Fund, all have a once-off fee of minimum investment value of 2,000 Namibia dollars.
Okay.
So you see where it's a bit higher. It's simply because those two portfolios are a bit actively managed, which we have someone looking and actively managing these funds. And the rest are kind of based on our house view, as it were.
But I can always top up. If I want to go add something, I can always go and say, hey, I want to add this 5,000. I got, like you mentioned, a bonus or inheritance. So I can always go and top up on my unit trust.
100%. If you start off with what is affordable to you, you start off with 500 per month, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into some money, you can obviously then, you know, increase or do what we would call in our space an additional investment. Mm-hmm. No worries for us. You know, you're welcome to do that. Because at the end of the day, it's about giving you helping you to live with confidence.
Yes.
So when you have more money and you want to invest more because you want to see a better investment view, why wouldn't we allow you to do that? Mm. That's the Sanlam way.
But for me, the worry, I feel like with the unit trust, for me, like you said, it should be, you should have a goal in mind as to why you have this trust. What is the aim of the money you're putting into this unit trust? Is it to buy a house, hypothetically? Mm. Is it, you know, maybe you want to buy a car 5 years down the line? So you said that you would not advise someone to actually go into the fund unless it really is. Because for me personally, I would like to think the unit trust for me was sort of like an emergency fund, if I can call it that. You know, it wasn't really a thing of, okay, because I'm still learning the process of, you know, how long it stays, how long it should be there. But I was, okay, cool. The first 4 or 5 months into my trust, it was 5 months. I think it gave like $1,005 every month.
100%.
I needed the cash. So I called my financial advisor. I was like, listen, this is where I'm at. I need the money. And she even said that she wouldn't advise me to take all the money out of the account.
Yes.
Take at least a 2,000 and leave the rest. So
100%.
I'm still learning that part of the whole, you know, process of really letting the money stay and then letting it grow, you know, as well.
Just to link in with that, Trezor, so you see, you have life that happens and therefore some people have the emergency fund like yourself. But then, you see, you have different goals. So you might want an emergency fund for that when it is necessary. Mm-hmm. But then you also might want to save for your car or invest for a car. And then also you might want to invest for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we can also allow our clients to invest in different funds at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So your emergency fund, Trezor, can actually go into, you know, your Sanlam money market fund. But then you know you are looking for a car in 5 years. So then you also put some money into your the Sanlam All Namibian Fund, for example, that has a best investment view of 5 years. And then for your retirement, you would then go into our balance fund. So you can also split your contribution amongst more than one fund.
Okay.
So that, you know, you have access to the entire product offering. Yeah. It's not that you must go for one.
Just one.
Yes. Yeah, so we're able to service multiple goals at any given time.
Any additional charges, costs involved?
No. So what we have is, and I like the fact that you mentioned that you have a financial advisor. So that is very important for us because that person is seized with helping you make the best investment decision. Of course, we pay them for their service. So there's that cost that is a cost at the front.
Yes.
So once you have your financial advisor appointed, you would also then tell them how much percentage you would want to, you know, pay them. So that's the first cost. Mm-hmm. And then the only other cost that we have is what we call our annual service fee. Because obviously you must pay people like Stephanie as well as, you know, our portfolio managers, their salary. So then you have what we would call that annual service fee. And that is about, you know, at most is about 200 bips, which is 2%. Annually.
Okay.
And it really is charged not at a client basis. It's really charged with the number of investors that are in the fund.
Ah.
So it is. It becomes minimal on the pocket of the client.
It does.
Per se.
It really, really does.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting there.
No problem.
How do I track my funds? Is there a way that I can... I want to see if I'm because I need to see what is happening in terms of how my money is growing. Mm-hmm. So is there a way for me to keep track of my unit trust?
So 100%. And I mean, this, we recently launched, not recently, I'd like to think 2021 is quite a way off. We launched what we call Secure Services. Mm-hmm. So Secure Services is our banking app, right? So what it does is once you're in our books and we've registered you and you have your unit trust account, we can register you on Secure Services. Mm-hmm. Now there you would see, you know, what is your portfolio split, i.e. in which funds are you invested? Mm-hmm. What is the growth over time, you know, that you're seeing within those funds? And, you know, should you trust yourself? You know, usually we just give a viewing right if you start off. But once you start trusting yourself with your investment journey, we can also then up your authorization limit to where you can transact.
Oh.
Yes. And then it would go as you would do with any banking app. You can then send, you know, send in your request for disinvestment. Mm-hmm. We send your OTP, your one-time PIN, and you can transact in that way. But that really has to go with how savvy and how disciplined you become in your investment journey. Because, you know, you don't also want access just for mala, right?
It's true.
So, yes, we do have what we call Secure Services there for you to track your investment over time.
Awesome. Stephanie, is there anything you would like to add that you feel maybe we didn't touch on? Anything important that you feel you need to relay to our listeners pertaining to unit trusts?
So I think first of all, I must make it clear that, you know, you can invest at any time. Mm. As long as it's affordable to you, you can literally start your investment journey at any time. I think that's the first thing that must be very clear, because, you know, what we do and how we are different from, for example, maybe any kind of other investing is we really take on the technical expertise in terms of how your investments grow over time. So you can invest and you don't have to sit there. I see a lot of people on apps, you know, kind of trying to time the market. Mm. Once you're in a unit trust, we take that over for you. We have professionals that do these trading and weighting decisions on a day-to-day basis. Mm. That's what we pay them for. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we see that people are concerned about the transferability of the funds. Can I, you know, give this to a child in a will? Yes, you can actually. You can also transfer it to someone else in your lifetime. You can fill in what we call a unit trust transfer form, and you can transfer it, for lack of a better word, to a loved one or to a third party.
To a third party. Okay.
Let's call it a third party. So they are transferable in that way. And so there you get to then make a decision about, yes, I've invested a certain amount over a period of time, but I do now want to transfer it to my son or to my daughter. Mm-hmm. You're very, you know, you are able to do that, as it were, with Sanlam Investments.
Mm-hmm. I was about to go into the significant other part, but I think I'm going to leave that for a different time, because I was about to ask a very spicy question, but we're going to leave that question for now.
We call that the third party.
The third party. Let's leave it there.
Yes.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much. I think I definitely have learned more now about unit trust, especially now that I've also opened one for myself. And I think this, you know, conversation will definitely go a long way for anybody who's also maybe a bit reluctant to open a unit trust. So thank you so much for coming to share with us. And hopefully, you know, I'll be seeing you at Sanlam really soon to come open all the other, you know, little bits and pieces for me to not use this unit trust as the emergency fund.
100%, Teresa. Thank you so much for the platform. I mean, this is, again, an open invitation to any Namibian, because it is so accessible and affordable, to start your investment journey with us. Our goal is really to help any Namibian live with confidence through our investment product.
I love that. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
It was, of course, Stephanie de Klerk, a business development consultant for Sanlam Namibia, telling us everything you need to know about unit trust and why it's important to invest. Do you have a goal? Is there something you want to get, something you want to buy long-term wise? This is where you can start. Start with Sanlam, start with the unit trust. And if you have any questions, do go to the offices, call their offices, call one of their advisors to give you more details on how to unpack, you know, your life and your future when it comes to investing in a unit trust. That was, or that is me, Trezor, of course, signing out for 99FM.